Okay. Hey, it has been over a year since our last upload, but the Undercover Nerds podcast is back. I'm Robert.
Yay!
I'm Belle.
And we have a special guest with us today because Angel can't be here.
Hi, I'm Sonata.
This is going to be a super awkward podcast because we all have to get back into it.
Yeah, and plus because like we're all like on we're all on video chat now and not just me, so there might be a lag in conversation.
Yeah, if we experience any technical difficulties that make it into the episode, that's why. But we are talking about anime crushes / simps. Because we had a discussion about this the other day and figured it would make for a good episode topic.
Yeah.
Anime
simp or like anime simp over.
This is such a Pandora's box of a topic.
I think anime characters we simp over, probably.
Okay.
If it's anime simps, you're just going to hear me talk about Shaman King for fucking 30 minutes.
Well, there are plenty of
since
than anime, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how long do you want me to talk about a Haikyuu for? Because I have so many things.
Yes.
Well, we started talking about it yesterday because we jokingly said that Tammy has a questionable taste in the anime characters she does simp for.
They all go through character changes, okay?
But they all start out toxic as hell.
What's your point, Rob?
I personally think that's one of the best types of characters to go for, because, you know, duality. You have that one side where you're like, oh, you're horrible, and then they come back with, never mind, I'm so cute inside, I'm like, yes.
Right? See, Sonata got me.
It's mostly because I will simp for anybody that has, like, a certain voice actor. Which I've noticed. So Kuro Tetsuro, like, all of his voice actor, I've realized, like, I have, like, a correlation with the simping.
We're talking about Japanese voice actors.
That's
right?
Fair. Because anytime I hear...
No, I can't listen to the Haikyuu dub. It's so much of a meme.
Anytime I hear Johnny Young Bosch.
It's not that bad, actually. It's not horrible.
But it's funny as fuck. It definitely encaptures, like, the high school boy kind of...
Yeah. With any Kaji Yuki character, I'm all for.
Tammy has heard me gush about this in the past, but anytime I hear Johnny on Bosch's voice, my pants are already off.
Rob, you're not a real weeb if you don't only watch subs. God.
I think Ichigo is probably the exception. For his characters. I don't simp for Ichigo. I simp for Toshiro.
I mean, to be fair.
We know Belle.
Your thing with Ukiura borders on obsessive.
You know, I can't go an episode not talking about it, so.
I do remember the one guy that I simped over hard in Bleach. And, sorry, my dog was gagging. Are you okay? Anyway. So, it was Renji.
Was it the tattoos?
Yes, it was.
And the long hair. That did it.
And like the pissy ass attitude. I fucking love that.
Listen, we all have our anime character traits that immediately make us like them. Tammy, you and I both share the white hair.
I love how that was. Each of us has like such distinctly different like favorite anime crushes, like from Bleach specifically.
Worse than that.
Each of them is good.
I feel so bad. I haven't watched Bleach yet, and I need to.
I don't feel
bad. I grew up on Naruto.
It's too long.
Heresy! Oh, I'm kidding.
I mean, if we're talking about Naruto, there's also Kakashi.
No, wait.
I simp for Kakashi so much, I got his goddamn Andu tattoo, alright?
I do love Kakashi. I used to simp hard for Deidara.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the hands on the mouth on the hands, and you know what he could be doing with those hands.
I don't blame you.
Someone I started simping for more as the series went on, surprisingly, was Shikamaru.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched over Shikamaru, so I can't even say anything.
It's the tired eyes.
It's that lazy, like, I don't give a fuck attitude, but then he's, like, also really intelligent, and that is the icing on top.
I've been seeing this thing on TikTok where some dude, like, he talks about Naruto characters, and his nickname for Shikamaru is Naruto's actual best friend.
You sent me that one. I almost died when he was, what did he say? He said, he called Sai Diet Sasuke.
He is Diet Sasuke.
I had to pause the video because I laughed. I couldn't listen to the rest of it.
Literally Diet Sasuke.
Okay, but that just then makes Ino like Vanilla Coke then. So it's like Sakura is Cherry Coke, Ino is Vanilla Coke.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god. That's why they're better when you mix them together.
So
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Listen. We have gone very obscene places on this podcast. Was it our dating sim episode where the conversation just kind of drifted into tentacles and hentai?
Yeah, that
I'm not
going
to go there.
I think
you
guys are horrible.
The only rule that we have in place.
We're very unholy.
Yeah, the only rule that we kind of have set is that we don't mention by name the school or the professors that we all have in common for fear of that same school finding this podcast by chance and getting pissed about it.
Fair.
Yeah, I've gone my whole life being a very good closeted weeb. I'd like to keep it that way, because the weeb I am is not the weeb that people want to know.
This is why we call us undercover nerds. I almost called us undercover weebs.
I mean,
which we might as well be.
Both are true.
I still don't know what we use our actual name, though.
I've been
thinking about that for a while. I'm like, guys,
it's too late.
What do we do about that? Because I haven't really liked that from the beginning.
So here's the thing, Belle, is
we're
until
having, like,
now,
the podcast.
Until you said that, they would have had no idea those were our actual names.
What?
No,
when we talk about it in the beginning.
I've no. Well, the cat's out of the bag now.
Just kidding. That is not what I said it was.
I redact that statement. Any mention of Sonata, whoever the fuck that is, I'm redacting it.
I'm not here. I'm just a second voice. I'm just Belle pitching her voice up. Or something. She's just doing a voice in the background.
It's easy. We'll go through all of our episodes and replace any mention of our names with anime sound effects.
I am.
Can mine be like some, like, boy Uken
mode? I would like to be the stereotypical like biker gang girl where she goes, huh? Like,
oh, Robert, yours should be like the Yakuza role of the Oz.
I was gonna say the stereotypical tsundere baka.
Oh my god. So, what would
somebody get one of like the sound pads? Just little sound pads. We just
the yandere giggle.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So to get back on track. Not that that's new for us. We get sidetracked all the time. another character that I...
That's basically the podcast. In fact,
oh, absolutely.
We do not give a shit.
So, if I haven't mentioned it on the podcast before, one of my favorite anime of all time is Code Geass. And part of the reason for that is because there are not one, but two characters in that show whom I simp for. One being Lelouch, because Johnny Young Bosch, duh. And also, C2. Like, I'm not saying it's because of the straight jacket, but it certainly helps.
Letting his layers show.
Oh my god.
No comment.
That's not what I meant. It's a very form-fitting straight jacket.
Listen, Rob, there's a reason, you know, you talk about sense. It's to get inside the horny mind. If you list the simps, like, after a while, you can tell, like, where, like, you know, maybe where each person's rice purity score is. and I would say Rob's is at 50.
I feel like at least. Everyone I know, the more they talk to me about stuff like this, the more they realize maybe Rob isn't the innocent soft boy we thought he was.
I know better. I know your secret. I won't spill it.
I think I've been like trying to pull it out of Rob for a while.
I know things about Rob you guys could never imagine.
But yeah,
I'm scared. Like,
I don't see how anyone could watch Code Geass and not feel things for C2.
Lelouch and Suzaku are my boys, so it's kind of ironic because they're on literally opposite ends, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, so funny thing about that, quick sidebar, Johnny Young Bosch and Yuri Lowenthal, they auditioned for each other's characters. So Johnny Young Bosch was going to voice Suzaku, and Yuri was going to voice Lelouch. And then when we heard them, they were like, no, we're going to reverse that. You can't have a bassy voice like Johnny's and not voice Lelouch. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it would not have suited Suzaku at all.
Mm-hmm. It was a good choice.
Very good choice.
But
I will like mention, because you know I am Yaoi fangirl trash, that because it's Clamp, they also love to draw Suzaku and Lelouch in very suggestive poses with each other. I'm just saying.
Oh my god! Speaking of Clamp,
official art.
I'm forgetting his name. The blonde haired dude from Tsubasa.
Five?
Yes, I love
him.
Yes, he's the best.
I love him. Oh my god. Him and Kuro.
Oh my goodness.
The black haired guy who
I'm looking it
cares
up because it's driving me insane that I can't remember their names.
Yeah. I don't know if you watched it, but they had an OVA called Tokyo. I don't remember. It was like the end of Tokyo or fall of Tokyo or something like that, where it was like set in this like cyberpunk future kind of thing, and like the clone of not Tsukasa. What is his name? Xiaoran.
Yes.
That's his name. So the clone of Xiaoran stole Fi's magic out of his eye by eating it. And,
did that do some stuff for you?
Whatever his name was, just went H. I was like, yes, go defend your husband.
It was Kurogane, is his name.
It was Kurogane, okay, yeah. And, but after worse, there's so much angst, and I've never seen Fi so sad. I was like, oh no, my boy.
We, me and Tame the other day had a conversation about the completely angsty animes that we used to watch. Even though I don't think either of us were particularly troubled youths, but for example, I was really into Dean Angel, which is just the angstiest show you will ever watch. I think the first line spoken in that show is "Goodbye, my other self," and the main character's name is Dark.
Sonata shaking her head at you.
I am, but also I could shake my own head because I was like, I think maybe 11 when I first watched Elfin Lied.
Yeah.
I was like brooding. I was like, wow, this is so good. This is what the real world is like.
Oh, and I was just like, what a nightmare it would be.
I mean, yeah.
Like,
tentacle hands just coming and slicing you up. Please.
Oh my god. The pen part where she just thrust that dude's pen through his fucking eye socket. I was like, okay. I was really young, so I was like, I can't handle this right now. I do need to go back and watch it. Apparently, it's really good.
I remember seeing it on, it was either Adult Swim or Toonami, like, way too young, and not really, I'm pretty sure I thought it was a fever dream. Then again, they showed, like, the weirdest selection of anime on Toonami back in the day. They showed Fooly Cooly every year for, like, 10 years.
Yeah. Fooly Cooly's the shit, though.
Which also, yeah. I'm ashamed of how much I simp for Haruko. I shouldn't. She's probably not a great person.
I don't think I simp for anyone in that show.
Well, most of them are underaged. It'd be an issue if you did.
That's a good thing, then.
Haruko is kind of the default because she's the only character who is over 21.
I still have to watch that.
I mean, it's a really short anime, so you could get through it really quick.
It's like 6 episodes.
That's not bad at all. Maybe I'll watch it this week.
Yeah, it is kind of like watching a fever dream, but it's the best fever dream you've ever had.
I'll be into it. Me and, like, Rob were talking, like, before, we were just, like, we just like anime that really sends you into, like, an external sense of dread, because I watched Banana Fish and, Given one after another.
Oh my god! Yourself?
I'm so bad to myself.
Oh my god! I'm trying to get Rob to finish Given with me. I've watched it 4 times.
I swear to God, I forget their names, but if the drummer and the bassist do not get together, I am throwing a fit.
Bro, like, you not read the manga?
I'm just like finishing 3 other mangas, and if I start it's over for me. So I'm
not
like,
do anything for you, but
thank you. But like, it's like, when it comes to simping, it's so bad because it's like you want to simp yourself with like certain characters, but then you're like, nah, I simp you more in like in a relationship.
Yeah, I pair you and shipping you. That's what it's called. Oh my god.
So
Akihiko and Haruki.
Since you brought it up, I guess we'll switch topics a little bit. And Tammy, I know you have a list. But do you guys have favorite anime ships?
I can see one of them in the back right now.
Yeah.
So you just can't see. It's Yuri on Ice. I've got Victory, Yuri, and Yurio back there. I like thought I was so sly haggling for this wall scroll. Because I was like, oh, yeah, like, because he was trying to sell it to me for $25. I was like, bro, I only have $20 on me. And he was like, okay, how about this? He was like, you give me the $20, and then he's like, but I do still have to charge $2 for it because of taxes, $2 extra. So he was like, so you can run that on a card, right? And I was like, fuck, I really want this goddamn poster. Like, yes, fine, you fucking... He was Asian, too. I just can't haggle with Asians. I'm so bad at it. I am Asian. Like, I just can't do it.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to figure out. Aha, I found my mic.
Oh.
Belle, do you have a favorite anime ship you want to convince the masses of? I say masses like we have hundreds of people listening, but...
One day we could, Robert. Think big.
Shout out to our 5% of our fan base is in Sweden, so shout out to Sweden, I guess.
I know.
Belle, I can tell you one of your ships. I know one of your ships that you've told us about, Belle, which is Ukiora and Orihime.
I have... Yeah, but, like, that one is just, like, it doesn't frustrate me necessarily just, like, the romantic side of it. I ship it so hard because I'm, like, that could have been a really, really cool story between the two of them. I'm just, like, story possibilities and character growth for both of them would have been so fucking good. I would have fucking cried my... Yeah, exactly! Fucking exactly. Yes.
It's okay. So... Listen.
Not okay.
Deadass. I'm, like, kind of derailing anime for 2 seconds. I only ship Harry and Draco because of one fanfic that I read, and it was a Gundam Wing and Harry Potter crossover.
I hate how powerful fanfics are when it comes to, like, ships and stuff. Like, they really, like, make you forget that what people are writing, like, is not canon most of the time.
Yeah, I know. Especially when they're good writers.
Yeah.
And then you're, like, you're watching the show again, and you're like, why are you acting like this? You're not like this.
You're not like this. No, okay. Listen, right now. That fanfic that I'm talking about turns Draco's sassiness up, like, 30%, and it's actually 50%, and it is fucking amazing, because he becomes, like, this queen asshole, but he's actually witty and not, like, a piss-in-your-pants coward, like J.K. Rowling makes him out to be.
It sounds like the version of Draco that they have in the Star Kid musicals.
In the what?
The Star Kid Harry Potter musicals. Have you not seen them?
Oh, no, I haven't. Is that the one with the guy from Glee in it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I haven't watched it. Yeah,
they make Draco a sassy bitch in those, and it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, and it's so great because it's a crossover with Gundam Wing, and Duo is a Gryffindor who has broken down boundaries because he can't keep his fucking mouth shut. So he's, like, always trying to mingle with all the houses, and he just bothers Draco to death until, like, he becomes friends with him, literally annoying him until he becomes friends with him. So, yeah, it's a good fanfic. If anyone wants to read it, I can link it in the description.
Yeah.
It's called Harry Potter and the Secret Link. And Duo is... Oh, wait, no, that's a spoiler. Never mind.
I'm trying to think if I have any... I'm kind of vanilla when it comes to shipping. I'm generally just like, yeah, no, the person that they ended up with, I was usually rooting for. The exception is probably... I feel weird saying this one, but it was Negima, because for a large part of the show, I think he was, what, 11 years old, and Nodica is 14? I don't know, it's weird to ship people that young, but whenever they're older, I was upset that Kenakamatsu did have, like, a canon person that Negi ended up with. And it was, I think, Chizuru. This is probably nonsense to you guys, because I don't know if any of you have actually watched Megaman.
I've never seen Megaman.
So, The TLDR is that there were essentially 31 different girls that, as a viewer, you could be like, oh, I want him to end up with that girl. And the one that I chose wasn't the one that ended up happening, even though they objectively had the best chemistry, but, you know, whatever.
It's because of Japanese nuances. They're so bad at it in anime.
It's fine. I'll just be bitter about it for the rest of my life.
I mean, I feel you. But I've never watched Negima, unfortunately. Although, I will say that my one of my biggest OTPs will never get to guess. And you know who it is.
There were two that ran through my mind, and that wasn't the one. Because I also am a supporter of Naruto and Sasuke. There is tension there, and the people just weren't ready for it.
Did the creators say that they were supposed to be together, too?
They were supposed to be.
That's what I've heard. I'm just kind of concerned that that's just a bunch of fangirls, like, kind of taking his word and misconstruing it for their own...
You gotta take it with a grain of salt, because Kishimoto has been known to troll his fans.
I think the interview was from, like, Otaku, it wasn't Otaku USA, it was some magazine, and he said that he enjoyed the fan art that people drew of them, and... I don't remember the rest of the interview, but it was supposed to be somewhere in there.
I mean, I can believe that at some point they were meant to be a couple. There is... The tension between them cannot be restricted to a purely platonic relationship. It just can't.
Yeah. Sasuke wasn't even supposed to be in there, but they said that Naruto needed a rival.
Oh, there was a lot that changed. They were supposed to be wizards initially.
Yeah, and then, well, Sasuke's based off of, like, one of Kishimoto's friends back in high school that he extremely admired. Like, he said he had a deep affection and an admiration for, is what he said.
Gay.
So, Tammy, the ship that I thought you... Well, the two that I thought you were referring to were...
Are you going to out me?
I'll out you on one, because I know you'll defend it. It's and I know that some of the people listening will stand by you. It's Cloud and Sephiroth, which I personally am not cool with.
I mean, listen, I would have been fine with Cloud and Zack too, but I know Zack's all about Aerith, even though she's as rounded as a piece of paper.
They flesh her out in the remake.
Oh my gosh.
They gave Aerith an actual personality in the new game.
I'm glad. But yeah, there was a moment, because after I watched Advent Children, I was shipping him in Kadaj.
So my thing is, I can buy that Sephiroth might have a weird thing for Cloud. I can get behind that. However, Cloud, I feel like, has nothing but hate for Sephiroth. I don't think there is any love in his heart for that man.
I don't think it's so much love as it is kind of this... I don't want to say it out loud. It sounds weird. I was going to say lust.
I just... It's one of the few ships that I can't get behind it.
I found, like, one of those toxic-ass Bujoshis that I complain about.
I'm like... I hate to say this, but it kind of makes sense in my head.
Thank you.
I mean, once you hate someone enough, you do have an inkling of just being like, I'm gonna fuck you up.
The hate fuck, right? The hate fuck is for
real. Because, like, when it comes to, like, Tifa or Aerith, like, he's very, like, oblivious to it. Like, obviously Tifa's, like, the, you know, strong, like, childhood best friend, and Aerith is, like, with all, like, the lore and stuff behind it, he's just, like, you know, the part of Zach that's in him and stuff. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I love this seemingly normal girl just picking a flower, wow. And then you just, like, those in little interactions, you're just like, yeah, fuck! Damn it!
So not against it. Fuck you, Rob.
I get the line of thought. I can't, and part of it is because I ship Cloud and Tifa. That's part of why I can't get behind that ship.
Cloud and Tifa, oh my fucking god.
Although, recently I've seen a lot of people shipping Tifa and Aerith, which, and it's based purely off their interactions in the new game, so I get that.
I do like that ship a lot, but hear me out. Tifa, Aerith, and Cloud is the bottom.
So, I told Tammy this the other day. In any relationship you put Tifa in, it doesn't matter who the other person is. Tifa's the top. She's always the top.
He gonna stress that dick.
How did we go from simping characters to just having them simp for each other?
Listen,
I tried to make it make sense.
I mean, here I'll tie it back in. And Tammy, you've heard me use this metaphor before, I think. The thing is, like, usually I'd say, like, so-and-so could walk up with a pair of boxing gloves and a strap-on, and I'd put in my mouth guard and say, let's go. In Tifa's case, she already has the gloves. I would just need a mouth guard and for Tifa to tell me what to do, and we're good to go.
Doesn't she wear shorts underneath her skirt? I can't remember.
She
like something that's like a squirt on, and
she
she's already hiding it. Probably
she wears a spandex underneath it. At least in the new one. I don't know if that was her original character design.
I did like the Advent Children design a little bit more than her original.
All of their Advent Children design, and that's because they're super edgy, and I love it. But all of their Advent Children designs are great. Plus, they have the red band, the red ribbons on their arms, which is very sentimental.
Yeah. Dude, she could fuck me up with those gloves.
Yeah, she wears spandex underneath her skirt.
Yeah,
she's ready.
Which is a sharp jump from the literal cowgirl outfit that she was rocking as a kid.
Oh my gosh.
A massive jump. Oh, I just hate when it comes to the women. Like, the women that I sim for, I don't know if I want to, like, be them or if I, like, want to fuck them.
I feel that.
It's, like, a very thin line, you know? Because it's like, I don't know. I just end up cosplaying them to feel it out.
I feel you. I cosplay Tifa.
I did too. I loved it so much.
It felt so powerful.
I don't know what it is about her. You could be the most shy and timid person, but just, like, having, like, the gloves on and, like, your hair, like, still in your face, but, like, tied. I was like,
yes.
I'm not worried about anything. Well, why? Because I could curb stomp you with my boots right now, motherfucker.
I think that's part of the fun of cosplay. Especially if you relate to the character, you just kind of... you naturally kind of embody them, and it just, depending on the character, makes you more confident.
I'd say that.
Like, I love that. Sorry, go ahead. I was gonna say, like, when I, like, that was, like, my first cosplay, and I also did the Princess Mononoke, and they were both so much fun. Like, I was like, I'm two badass characters, but the thing with, like, the Princess Mononoke was, like, this little girl looked up and, like, grabbed her dad's shirt and was like, Dad, it's Princess Mononoke. And I was like, oh. I just, like, kind of looked at the kid and I was like, I shuffled away because I was, like, so embarrassed and flustered. Oh, I was like, oh, my God.
Dude, I feel that, though. That is so cute. Oh, my God.
I was like, I gotta be careful now.
No. I had a similar experience, although it was kind of interesting because I was dressed as Black Canary, and you know her outfit's a little, like, I literally threw it together. I had, like, fishnet stockings and a bathing suit, like, a one-piece bathing suit, and threw, like, my cousin's leather jacket over it. And people, it was funny because I didn't have a wig. I was like, well, fuck. And people were like, oh, you're going for, like, original Black Canary. I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And this little girl who had a matching Green Lantern shirt to her parents was like her dad, her, she, like, took her dad over, and, like, she didn't say anything, but her dad was like, oh, he's like, are you Black Canary? I was like, yeah, yeah. And he was like, oh, my daughter wants a picture with you. Is that okay? I was like, yes. Of course, okay.
That'd be all night. All right, we are coming up on our time for this episode.
Already? Oh wow.
Yeah, it's been about 35 minutes.
I think this one's a fun topic to keep going.
We can extend it. We can do an hour long for this one.
Yeah, it's our comeback episode, Rob God.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and God.
Bell chimed in from the abyss.
Listen, I wouldn't pass up on a chance to roast me either. I get it.
So, Rob, why don't you keep telling us about your simping so we can tell what else to roast you on?
Oh, pick an anime. Pick an anime and I'll tell you who I simp for in it.
Pick an anime. You could probably guess who I simp for. all right, Rob. Let's think.
Fucking here, Full Metal Alchemist, Roy Mustang.
Okay, let's disregard the fact that they are children. And, because, I don't know. People draw them aged up all the time anyway. So, like, in My Hero Academia.
Okay. I don't want to say my answer.
If we were all adults.
I still don't want to say my answer because you're going to judge me for it.
Do it.
It'll warm you. Okay.
Yeah. It was when. So Fat Gum's original character did that, and I was like, yeah, that's a pretty cool character. When that man puffed out all that fat and is just left with his, like, 8-foot body, I was like, hello! I love you.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Fat Gum is, like, everything I need. I looked at him and I was like, why aren't you like this all the time? Why aren't you like this all the time?
I feel that, man. Oh my god.
Because, like, up until then I was, like, not feeling any of the characters. I'm like, these are children. They're cute. They're whatever. Dominic is pretty cute. I like him. Getting used to him. Dobby, on the other hand. So those are the two that I go for in My Hero Academia. And then Fat Gum. Duality, man. It's the duality.
I get it for Fat Gum. Like, it's, like you said, when he slims down, oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's the cinnamon roll and then the just pure assholeness.
But it's also like that, like, I think when I watched it, I literally screamed daddy because of him, like, holding Kirishima in his arms and being like, don't fucking touch my student. And I was like, touch me, sir, please. And this is the level that I sent for.
Oh my god.
So bad.
Right. I love Kirishima. He's definitely my favorite.
He's so cute. He's so cute. I love him so much. But, Rob, go ahead,
I have a few.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll pick two from each gender. So there's obviously Aizawa, because how could you not?
I mean, fair.
There's I can't remember her name, but the support girl with the goggles who makes all the inventions.
I fucking knew it.
Then there's Overhaul.
Of course. I mean, how can you not?
And for no reason in particular, Sue. It's
because of the ass photos, isn't it?
It's because of what?
It's because of the ass photos.
No, she's so sassy. She's so sassy.
Is it what the tongue could do, Rob?
I won't say that's not a plus, but it's not the main reason.
I'm so
excited. You can wrap it around and then be back.
Yeah, Sonata heard me say this earlier, but Roy Mustang from Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh my god.
Roy Mustang.
Yes.
And also, to a degree, Scar.
Okay, yes.
Oh, Scar.
Scar get it. I love Hawkeye. I do. I can't help it. I love those strong, able-bodied women. I just want them to crush anything their size.
You know,
like Huntara from.
I respect that because I feel like the obvious choice. I feel like the obvious choice is Lust, but that's kind of a cop out because she's literally designed to be simped over. That's like her whole thing.
I'm not really into, like, the super femme fatale characters, so, like, every now and then, maybe, like, I like Madame Mirage, but she's just from a comic. So.
I mean, if I was gonna pick any of the homunculi, it's Envy.
Yeah. I could do without his palm tree looking ass head, but,
you know. But also, like, I have a preference for pretty boys, which Envy very much is. To the point that a lot of people still don't know that he's a he.
I feel like a lot of people classify him as a they. But I'm pretty sure they made it clear that he is a he because he is Ed and Alphonse's younger brother, right?
Envy?
Yeah, he's, like, supposed to be, like,
I'm pretty sure that's Pride.
Oh, that is Pride, you're right.
Yeah.
I'd have to, like, go back and read it and see how she has Envy talk about himself. Because I can't defer to the anime for the same reason I can't defer to the Soul Eater anime. Because in that, they have Krona call himself a him. But Krona in the manga is referred to as a they. They never specify what their gender is.
And I mean, that's also kind of like, it's because in Japanese language, they don't really use pronouns for he, she, or they. They always use they.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they did it out of any sort of disrespect. It's just kind of a thing.
No, I don't think they, because I think that people were like, oh, like they, they're calling them a they because it's like a, they're trying to make they this like gender norm. It's like, no, actually it's just because of the way that they just wanted their gender to be.
Yeah. He's an they're an androgynous character.
Yeah. So they do that a lot. There's like, there's a Tekken character that's like that. There's a lot of characters like that. I just can't name all of them off the top of my head.
Speaking of Soul Eater, I don't simp for him, but boy do I relate to Kid for very obvious reasons.
I was going to say, if you said Black Star, I'm getting off right now.
I do simp for Stein.
Stein and like Medusa's like little like energy.
Yes.
Listen,
Stein
can conduct any experiment he wants on me.
I did really like the energy between him and Medusa. They're one of my few straight ships.
You really don't have a lot of those. And you always pick the straight ships that will probably never happen.
I know.
Oh my god, that one Norma happened.
Because we were talking about Spike and Faye from Cowboy Bebop the other day, and that, for obvious reasons, will also never happen.
Hey,
why are you gonna hurt me like that?
I know. They left it open if he actually died or not, so
there's no way he didn't. Like, there's nothing in my mind that like says he didn't, and I think it's because I don't remember what she exactly said, but it's like towards the end, like when Faye is like, so he's not like coming back. I was like, bitch, why you hurt me?
I know. I wanted.
It is unfortunate though, because they would have made such a good couple.
They would have.
It's something about the couples that like just hate each other, but you know they don't actually hate each other.
There's so much love there. What are you talking about? I'm trying to think of another like straight. I used to be like super into. And I don't know why. I think I got on the hype train and I realized how terrible it was. A year later, and I was like, oh man, why was I so into this? But it was Sword Art Online. And I was super into Austin on TV, so don't know why.
Yeah, well, because that's the only character that. And Kirito is a milquetoast fucking character to begin with. But Asuna is the only character, aside from Sachi, technically.
His sister?
Let's not open that can of worms. Asuna, for a while, is the only character that they bother to build any sort of relationship with him until Sinon comes along. We can't. I have such a love-hate relationship with Sword Art. I hate it, but I've seen all of it, and if I start talking about it, I won't stop.
Yeah, maybe we should dedicate, like, a whole episode to Sword Art.
Oh, we can.
And what? Pisses everybody off.
It's just, yeah. it has so much potential, and they keep dropping the ball.
Well, but
I will
you know,
save that, and I'll channel that energy into a future podcast.
if you hate it, yeah, I'm sorry. If you get too disappointed, you can just go back and watch the original game transference body thingy, whatever.
Dot hack.
And go dot hack sign.
Oh, I just remembered. I have a brand new simp as of today, and I know none of you have watched it yet, but I was watching the first two episodes of Yashahime, the Inuyasha sequel, and adult Kohaku can fucking take me. He is such a snack.
In the trailer, though, he was so good.
He looks so good. He came on screen, and I was like, "Hell the fuck yes!"
No, I really want to see. I have to watch. We at least should let it build up to like maybe 5 episodes before we start talking about it.
It's a slow burn. We have to wait for more episodes to talk about it, because as of right now, not enough plot has happened that we can discern if it's good or not.
Is it just a bunch of like character introductions?
The second episode introduces the new characters. The first one was kind of an OVA about Inuyasha and the gang, kind of showing this is what they were up to after the end of the series, just for people who didn't watch it. But also, like, it kind of assumes you've watched Inuyasha, because like it gives very brief introductions. It doesn't explain a lot. It just kind of assumes you know what the Shikon Jewel is, so we're not going to explain that. They introduced Sango as Miroku's wife, which I thought was kind of disrespectful, because if anything, he's Sango's husband, but whatever. Like, if we're talking about tops and bottoms, Sango's 100% the top in that relationship.
I don't even think that relationship should have happened in the first place. You know, whatever.
Miroku aged, unfortunately. He... his entire character did not age well, because he does nothing but sexually harass people. But,
yes.
To be fair, they introduce him as delinquent monk. So it's they don't ignore that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So just to get us back to the shipping. Or not shipping. Sorry. This whole episode was supposed to be about simping, right?
Yeah.
We derailed from that, and we're at the bottom of the mountain right now.
Well, I can say, okay. You know what's bad is, like, I do know that, like, I have characters that I simp over, I think I'm with Sonata, where I'm like, I'm more into shipping characters than I am simping over them.
Like, I have my, like, select few that I'm like, these are my babies, and if they were real, I would, like, you know, hop on them and be like, you're mine. But, like, outside of that, I'm like, I like these two. And it's like, it kind of goes beyond even just, like, fuck. It's more of like, wow, these, like, it's like when the author, like, makes two really good, like, pairs, like, you can feel that, like, kind of chemistry that we were talking about. Whether it's, like, the lust side, or if it's just, like, really good friendship. And it's like, it just kind of, like, you're, like, rooting for them in a way.
Now I can go!
That's fair. Especially because, like, anime is such a, I guess, Japanese manga and media in general is more character-driven. And that doesn't always reflect in the writing. So when you notice, like, a really good relationship, platonic or otherwise, between two characters, you can't help but, like, yes, no, I 100% support this, do more of that.
Yeah, but then a lot of times it's a really good bromance, and you're like, man, I just wish you would just step over that line.
Just step over. Just one little
toe.
Put your toe through there.
We've talked about how, I'm forgetting his name, the author for My Hero Academia. Because, like, he's not the best at writing female characters, but he's so good at writing bromances.
Right?
Way too good.
Although I don't condone, and I think I was telling you this last night, Rob, I don't condone the fact that a bunch of fuckhead Fujoshis fucking, like, harassed him in order to get him to have, wow, I'm, like, taking the long route. They want Kirishima and Bakugo together. And I get it. Like, I do want them to be a couple. But if that's not the direction that he's going, and if that's not what he's about, that's not what he's about. And you can't harass people to change direction just because you want something. Fucking asshole. That's how we got the three last episodes of Star Wars.
We can save that for another episode. And that's why it's good to
have fanfics, because they come in clutch with what you need.
Yeah!
See,
yeah, you come in with that Shiro and Keith from Voltron.
I thought you were going to go a different route with that, which is the people who ship Bakugo and Uraraka. Which, like, there's not really... I don't think there's a whole lot of basis beyond that one episode in the tournament arc.
Yeah.
And that was more just him showing respect towards her as a combatant than anything else.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd be a good couple.
Like, I understand. Okay, so, like, I can see Uraraka and Deku. Like, I do kind of ship them. But at the same time, because he's so bad at pushing female characters to the back burner, that, like, once it gets past, like, the first two seasons, she doesn't really come into play much anymore after that tournament arc. And she's just kind of doing her own thing and, like, doesn't really involve herself so much with Deku, which is why, ultimately, my ship with Deku is Todoroki.
So, I was watching a video where someone was saying, the thing with Deku and Uraraka is... It is a very realistic romance because they're both very awkward characters and, you know, with that kind of thing, like, neither one is, like, realistically would take the initiative. It's going to be restricted to a lot of, you know, awkward, like, conversations where neither of them want to admit that they like the other. Like, that's how it would happen in reality with two awkward kids. I'm speaking from experience. That doesn't necessarily make it good to watch.
No, yeah, and I mean, I get it, like, they go through a lot, in their childhood, especially right now, but I mean, at the same time, you would think that they would try to build some chemistry if they're going to try to put these two characters together, and it's kind of obvious that he wants them to end up together, but honestly, I think that Deku almost has more chemistry with Sue.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I do ship Deku and Sue. There's more... They've had, like, flat-out more interactions than he has had with Uraraka.
Yeah. man.
One show that I think handled it very well, and it's not even a ship, was Assassination Classroom. By the end of it, there were, I'm forgetting all of their names, but the main character, and there was another girl who, like, a lot of people assumed, oh, when they do the time skip, they will end up as a couple. And then they do the time skip, and he's like, no, like, maybe at some point, but realistically, there was zero chemistry there. I'm not going to force them into a couple that didn't make sense, so they're just both single.
Yeah.
Which, I respect that. A lot of people wouldn't do that. As much as I love Kishimoto and Naruto, he shoehorned a lot of people into relationships that didn't work by the end of the series.
I can't get a feel for Hinata and Naruto, mainly because I really didn't care for Hinata's character.
I get why he did it, because there was around
my childhood
time,
ship. You guys are gonna rip it.
I think around the middle of the series.
I think for me it was more of like a self insert because Naruto was my childhood like crush, and I was like, I love this. I'm Hinata because I'm very much Hinata. And
oh, I get that.
I don't speak to people.
I think
Rob is like, yes, she is.
I think there was meant to be interest between the two. It was definitely some on Hinata's side, and I think at certain points in the series you can kind of grasp that maybe Naruto feels the same way, but that side plot took very much a backseat to everything going on with him and Sasuke, so there wasn't time to develop a relationship between him and Hinata until they did the movie. And by that point, it felt like... I get it. I think that was always the intention. He just didn't develop it as well as he should have.
Just fair enough.
I know there are a lot of people who... There was like a petition after Naruto finished that they were like, we are mad that he didn't end up with Sakura, which was never going to happen. She was only terrible to him.
No, she's such an asshole. She's still an asshole. Even in Boruto, she's a fucking asshole.
I hate her so much. It's like, I don't know what it is up with like male writers, but I need them to like get like their wives or something to sit next to them and be like, that's not how you write a female. Write
fucking
them like
for
this.
Real. Like, I'm just kind of like, how are you, like, most of these guys are married, and then I'm just like, how do you not go to your wife for fucking advice on writing female characters? We're not going to get into that right now because it's a whole thing. Fucking Japanese.
So many topics are just coming out of like us simping and shipping characters, and that's just kind of like dissecting it, being like, this is where the issue lays.
To be fair, they can't all be
not enough gay.
They can't all be in manga power couples with Naoko Takeuchi.
Oh my god. Yes. Neptune and Uranus are my OG OTP.
I love it. And also, the creator of Hunter x Hunter, he does a really great job too, like with like his characters. I mean, friggin' Illumi and Hisoka actually being married in the manga.
Oh yeah. Well, he has the benefit. He has the benefit of like, hey, he can just ask his wife like, hey, I'm not sure about this thing, and she's like, let me help you with that because I've done shoujo for basically all of my career.
Isn't Hisoka the child pedophile? What other kind of pedophile is there?
We don't gotta talk about that. That's your
dog.
We're gonna upset our fans. We can't badmouth Hisoka. That's taboo.
Oh shit. They know.
Nobody simps for Hisoka and goes, not a pedophile, what are you talking about?
Oh, no one simps for him because he's a good person.
Fair. It's haven't even watched like all of Hunter x Hunter, and I know I've watched just enough. Like TikTok literally lets me in on so much shit. I learn a lot from TikTok and things that I shouldn't learn, to be honest.
It's one of those things in anime that you just don't do. You don't badmouth Hisoka. You don't talk shit on the Tokyo Ghoul opening. You know, there's just certain rules.
Oh, hell no.
There's unspoken rules.
That song is just too good for its own sake.
With like,
oh my god.
I have a love-hate relationship with Attack on Titan. But if anyone was like, yeah, the opening's not that, I'm like, shut your damn mouth. The show may not be the best, but the opening is top tier, and I will hear nothing else on the matter.
I have a pretty weird shit for that one, too. It's actually not weird. That's actually pretty common, but it's Aaron and Levi.
I'm getting a sense for your ships. You either go for the lovey-dovey type, which is, like, Yuri and Victor, obviously, or you go for the one thing that's, like, this man is definitely a top, and he's just going to obliterate his, like, younger student. Or
I love that you have known Tammy for less than an hour and have already gotten a read on her personality.
I think it's because we're the same person.
Oh my god, yes! I was actually getting that vibe from you. I'm like, listen,
so I don't ship Aaron with anyone, but that's because I don't like Aaron. I hate him so much.
Well, Aaron is voiced by Kaji Yuki, so you know.
Levi, on the other hand, he is my favorite character because his introduction is beating the shit out of Aaron.
Fair. I just love Levi because he's such a badass and he's so cool.
He's so mentally deranged, though. I feel so bad for his character. Yeah. He has to be amazing in bed.
Oh, I also just love any character. I just grabbed his any character with OCD. Hence why I like Kid from Soul Eater.
Fair. Oh yeah, you're right. It's the jail cell scene for me.
it's the court scene CRB. For me. The nice little
Have you guys seen, I need to send you this video if you haven't, it's one of the Attack on Titan and Bridge series, and whenever they introduce Levi, he's like, yeah, I'm Levi Ackerman, and you just hear a bunch of fangirls screaming, and they're like, what was that? And he's like, ignore them. They do that all the time. Just,
you learn to ignore. I think I know what screaming is, too. It's that, I can't put my voice on high, but it's like the succession of girls, and they're just like screaming for him.
Oh my god. Do you remember... Rob, I don't know, Sonata, you might know this too. Gaara of the Funk.
Yes, I do. I have distinct memories. Before like YouTube was a big thing, I have distinct memories of going to the website for Naruto Abridged and staying up all night laughing my ass off, my dad coming in like, hey, he's like, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, but you're laughing way too loud. I'm trying to sleep.
Those Abridged series are just...
Yes. Fist of the Genos is just...
Fist of the Genos is the greatest thing because it called it out for how gay it is.
Literally, the first episode... It's not even an episode. It's like a clip where it's like, yo, is the anime pretty gay? It's like...
any scene with... Nagisa is just comedy gold.
Yes. Oh my god, my favorite.
Prison.
Sluts?
This
prison.
Is not the prison.
motherfucker.
Oh my god. Dude, and I have, I showed you, Rob, right, that Keith got me the, he got me the Thug Semi shirt. He surprised me with that. I was like, oh my fucking god.
We'll have to... Have we done a 50% off episode?
We have not.
We'll have to do that at some point.
We should just do like an entire like abridged episode. Abridged series episode.
I'd be fine with that. Also, we are actually coming up on our time now.
Oh no. Where the fuck did Belle go?
I'm right here.
All right, do you guys have
Quit talking about me like I'm dead!
Well, you're not within the range of your camera, so you might as well be.
We don't have object permanence, Bell. If we can't see you, we assume that you've died. do you guys have any final thoughts before we end this episode?
And I have so many more shits I could say. But, you know, maybe another time.
I just have one.
What is it, Belle?
I'll talk about the one shit I have.
What is it?
So,
oh,
I don't know. I'm just going to keep going.
Is it just the one?
I don't really have anime ships. I don't really, yeah, I just have one, and I don't really have any anime ships, now that I think about it. I have ships with other things, but not with anime.
You're one anime ship from a fan fiction.
All right,
I mean, I don't really ship any Bleach characters other than those two.
So long since we recorded an episode, I don't remember how we end them.
So we wished everyone happy birthday.
Yes.
Oh, no, you said happy birthday.
We picked a random name and said happy birthday.
No, we did not say random names. You said random names, and then because you weren't using gender neutral names.
Oh, all right. Then I'll pick a gender neutral name. Happy birthday, Alex.
I wished Alex happy birthday.
Damn it.
Sorry, Alex.
Alex, it's your birthday.
I can't think of any. My brain is empty. The rum is starting to hit me.
My lord. Well, for my next episode.
Oh, no.
Drink too. Y'all are killing me.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. join us next time when we sacrifice Belle to Satan.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Bye. I hate y'all. I hate y'all. We'll be right back.